Praise the Lord, and
Hallelujah.
Welcome to everyone who is online with us tonight. God bless you. I congratulate you, and I welcome you to day 10, day number 10, 30 days of planting the heavens. If somebody is being blessed and they are beginning to enjoy heaven, days of heaven upon the earth, let me hear your loudest hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Can you see? Can you see that heaven is open and Satan is in trouble?
He doesn't know
what to do. He's struggling like a chicken that has just been attacked. But we are more than conquerors. That which the Lord has begun to do in our lives will be permanent in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have your 2015 confession?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to ask you to pull it out. And tonight we are going to take our confession and thank God for the so many healings that happened last night.
Amen.
And thank God for the great breakthroughs.
Amen.
Open heaven breakthroughs that the Lord gave us last night.
Amen.
We're going to slow down tonight and try to progress in our teaching. So I'm going to ask you to kindly incline your ears. But let's take our confession first. 2, 3, go. 2015 is my year of heaven on earth.
I am
rising up and heaven coming down to me. I am seated in Christ in the heavenly places. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. Days of heaven on the earth are here to stay. Days of laughing, singing, praying, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome heaven.
Welcome
Eden. I am a loved child of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost as a new constant in my life. No more crying. No more whining. Goodbye, death, disease, sorrow, sickness, pain, and failure.
My kingdom, my heaven, is here.
I am
all
you want. Order. Every present I see is returning to me speedily with more light. I am
Amen.
Please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians and chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we are going to read from verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Beloved, as we started to learn about 2 days or two nights ago, we know that there are so many things that God has prepared for us, and he has promised to do a new thing in our lives. He says, shall you not know it? That's yada. Would you have deep and intimate knowledge of the new things that I am about to do in your life? One of the most important things that need to happen in our lives is we need to be able to break the barrier of our mental reasoning. When we come into Christ and into the things of the Spirit, God does not expect us to throw our minds away, but he wants us to make our mind secondary to our spirit. And then he wants our spirit to be secondary to the Holy Spirit. God wants our spirit to be the engine of our lives. Our mind should not be the engine of our lives. Can you imagine having a car, and in the car, what forms the engine that we depend on to move the car are the seats inside the car? Then that's going to be a problem. That car is not going to go anywhere. But the engine of the car must be responsible for moving the car in the direction that we choose. And the steering wheel controls the direction, the overall direction that that car has. God does not want us to throw away our mind. Our minds were given to us to be a blessing to us. However, our minds need to be made secondary to our spirit man. And our spirit man needs to be made secondary to the Holy Spirit. And the only way that is going to happen is that we develop a high level of spiritual perception and sensitivity. Whether it is areas of healing, health, or areas of finances, or areas of relationship, or areas of career generally, our spirit need to develop a high level of spiritual perception and sensitivity. There are so many things that are on the surface that are not exactly the way they seem. And if we allow our mind to be the things that constantly interpret what we do in our lives, the decisions we make, then a lot of times we are going to miss God. I pray for you, child of God, that you may never miss God again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you, as I pray for myself, that the Lord will enable you to incline your ears to the things of the Spirit. You know, in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4, the Bible says, He has given me the tongue of the learned. He has opened my ear so I can hear. He has given me the tongue of the learned so I know how to speak a word in season to everyone that He assigns me to speak with. Beloved, I'm praying for us tonight that the Lord will open our eyes anew, like they have never been opened before, that we will step into a level of spiritual perception and sensitivity. I want us to make new grounds tonight. I don't have a lot of time for revision, but I want you to go back to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. I know for the last 2 days, the Lord has ministered to us powerfully in the area of health. And last night, chains were broken. I know yokes were destroyed in people's physical bodies. I know that. I've seen that. I've seen that so strong. And I know testimonies are going to begin to flow. Testimonies are going to begin to flow in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But I want to encourage you. You know, as we study some of these things, in your own private place, make sure you go back into the Word of God. You know, when we talk about the waters beyond the firmament of heaven, well, if you read it in Revelation chapter 22, the Bible actually talks about these rivers in heavenly places. Then it talks, Revelation 21, Revelation 22, then it talks about the tree of life that has 12 manner of fruits that bear fruit every month of the year for the healing of the nation. Well, if Jesus said, the kingdom of God is already within us, and heaven is already within us, and God made a provision for these rivers and these waters in the Garden of Eden, with the tree of life and the fruits of life in the Garden of Eden, and those same provisions are in heaven, certainly He has given us those same provisions in our life. So I encourage you, where your health is concerned, regardless of what symptoms may show up in your body, that you would take the Word of God, you would take the river of life, you would drink it into yourself, and you would claim by faith every supernatural healing that God has prepared for you. And every work that God does in your life, I declare they will be permanent in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to go back with me there to Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, and chapter 33. In verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Amplified Bible says, I will show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know. I want you to go over to the book of Daniel, and chapter 2. Daniel and chapter 2. God wants to show, but He can only show those who want to know and are in the flow when they go to Him. Let me say that again. I'm sure many of you, most of you have that in your notebooks now, who said it consistently in the last 3 days. God wants to show, but He can only show those who want to know and are in the flow when they go to Him. Daniel, in chapter 2, I'm going to ask you to read with me from verse 16. Daniel chapter 2 and from verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Those were his prayer partners, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. There was a secret they needed to know. There was a secret that needed to be unraveled to them. They went unto the God of heaven and desired mercies of him concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Look at verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Somebody say, the secret was revealed.
The secret was revealed.
Amen. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Notice, God wants to show. After Daniel went to his prayer partners, God didn't deny them access to this secret. God wants to show, but he can only show those who want to know and are in the flow when they go to him. Then the Bible says in verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the night, the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Verse 22. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I want you to go from verse 22 all the way. Go all the way to verse 27. Verse 27. He says, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Beloved, if God in heaven, who reveals secrets, made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in his days, in the latter days, surely the same God who reveals secrets wants to make known to you and to me the things that are pertinent to our destiny. The Bible says in verse 47, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. He called God a revealer of secrets. Because God is a revealer of secrets, there are things that he wants to show us, things that are hidden, things that are concealed, that the natural human eyes cannot see. Beloved, everything is not as they seem on the surface. There are deep and secret things that are hidden from most human eyes. There are deep and secret things that are hidden from most human eyes. That is why it is absolutely important that we learn how to enter into higher realms, higher levels of spiritual perception and sensitivity. In the area of health, we talked a lot about that yesterday and the day before. We talked about sudden miracles. Talked about a sudden miracle that I experienced where my health was concerned because God revealed a secret. We have talked about different other people whose eyes have been opened and they entered into the supernatural manifestation of God. But not only in the area of our health do we need to develop spiritual perception and sensitivity. In the area of finances, in the area of relationships. I want you to go over with me to Isaiah. Actually, you know what? Well, I don't have the time. I can't read the rest of Daniel. But if you read the rest of chapter 2, you will notice there, after the king said, your God is a revealer of secrets, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel came into promotion. Daniel came into increase. Daniel came into a higher level of his existence, his career, because God revealed to him secrets that no other person could see. I prophesy to you today that the promotion you seek, the elevation you seek in every area of life is released to you supernaturally in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to go over to the book of Isaiah in chapter 45. Isaiah and chapter 45. And when you get there, I want you to read with me verses 2 and 3. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 2 and 3. It says, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Verse 3. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by your name, am the God of Israel. Look at that, friends. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Look at that. It means there are riches that are available to the child of God that are not on the surface, that are hidden. There are hidden treasures. There are hidden riches. Hidden treasures in places of darkness that God wants to unravel and bring to us. So where finances are concerned, beloved, developing a high level of spiritual perception and sensitivity will bring you into a higher realm of supernatural wealth. God wants to deliver increase into your life. God wants to show you the nooks and corners and crannies where Satan has hidden treasures, where he has hidden riches that belong unto us. The Bible says the secret things belong to God, Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. But those things that are revealed for us and to our children so that we can walk in the will of God. Certainly, the will of God is that we have more than enough. He says in 3 John, verse 2, I will, above all things, that you prosper and that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. We see right there from that scripture, it is the will of God that we live in increase. It is the will of God that we have multiplied blessings in our life. He said, I will, above all things, that you prosper and you be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, if God revealed to us yesterday and the day before, how he has kept healing and divine health reserved for his children, certainly he wants to reveal to us how he has kept wealth and hidden riches preserved for his children. And I declare unto you today that every wealth, every blessing, every increase, every promotion that God has kept for you will be supernaturally transferred to you in this season in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. He said there, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places so that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by name, am the Lord God of Israel. Beloved, God wants to bless us where finances are concerned. But not only that, God also wants to bless us where our career is concerned. He wants to bless us where our relationships are concerned. God wants to bless our families. God wants to preserve our lives. God wants to keep us. A few years ago, a gentleman shared a testimony. He and his family of seven of them, he and his wife and five children, they went to a restaurant to eat dinner. Shortly after, the waitress served their food and brought their main meal to the table. Suddenly, there was a sense of uneasiness within this gentleman. He started feeling a sense of disquiet within his spirit. Suddenly, it came up in his heart. God wants him to go home. God wants them to pack up, even though they have received their meal. They are not going to eat that food. They did not even have the time to pack it. They paid the waitress. They left the food, and they dashed out of the restaurant and dashed home. When they arrived at home, there was a fire that had already started in one of the bedrooms. A fire started in one of the bedrooms, and 10 minutes would have made the difference. Their entire house, their entire home, their entire property would have been burnt down. But because he had a high level, a very well-developed sense of spiritual perception and sensitivity, he arose and obeyed that light in his spirit, and he and his family were preserved. I pray that that will be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Several years ago, I served in a ministry with one of the ministers that was there, a deaconess who served directly under the ministry department that I was a pastor over. We had a fasting and prayer session on a particular day, and everybody was fasting and praying in this ministry. The instruction was everybody was supposed to fast and pray, and they were supposed to break by 6 o'clock. Well, around noon, this young deaconess was an attorney, and she served in a firm, and she was faithfully, like all the other people in the ministry, were fasting and praying. Suddenly, about 12 noon, she had a disquieting within her spirit. She suddenly started to feel like something was not right. She needed to do something. The first thing she knew for sure was she was supposed to break her fast. So she went on and broke her fast. Though that was not the instruction she had, that was not the agreement she had, but she knew in her spirit she was supposed to break the fast. She went and broke the fast and then started praising God. She took off from her firm, from her office, and went into a quiet place and started praising God. And while she was praising God, it came into her heart that she should go home immediately. She jumped in her car and drove home. When she arrived home, there was a burglary incident taking place in her home. Burglars, armed robbers, had broken into her home and had entered, and they were ransacking and they were packing. And she was right there just before they could start loading their vehicle. She called the police. Because she had a high level of spiritual perception and sensitivity, her property was saved. Beloved, God wants to keep you. God wants to deliver some things into your life. God wants to make you a sign and a wonder. But one of the ways that is going to happen is that you and I develop a high level of spiritual perception and sensitivity. About 5 years ago, a bishop, a very well-renowned bishop here in Detroit, Michigan, if I mention his name, most of us probably know him. He was going out to preach. He boarded a plane. He boarded a flight. As he got in the flight and sat down on his seat, he got his reading materials, his Bible and notes, and started, because he was going to minister, he started to read. Suddenly, there was a disquieting within his spirit, and he knew he was supposed to get out of that plane. He knew at that point, at that moment, he was supposed to get out of that plane. He packed everything. He told the people that were waiting on them in the plane that he had to leave. So he left. They said, well, you're going to miss. They're going to leave. And all of that. He said, yes, he knows that, but he has to leave. He stepped out. The plane took off. and left without him, and the plane crashed. But God saved him. God could have saved everybody on that plane. God's plan was to save everybody on that plane from the evil that the enemy had planned that day. But they couldn't hear it because they did not have developed spiritual perception and sensitivity. You know, a lot of times there are a lot of things that happen in our lives, and we say, well, I wonder why God let that happen. There are many things God wants to save us from. There are many things God is speaking, but we can't hear because we have a low sense of spiritual perception. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, the Bible says the natural man cannot receive the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. I pray that the Lord will open your ears, the Lord will open your eyes, and from this moment onward, everything that has been hidden to you will become unraveled in the name of Jesus. Do you know, even in relationships, God wants to cause you to enter into the good things that he has prepared, and he doesn't want you to fall prey and receive short of the blessing that he has prepared for you. Several years ago, about 10 years ago, there was a young lady, one of our young people in the ministry, who was believing God for a godly husband. And within a few months, a young man showed up from out of state. And he looked like the best man ever. All of us saw him. And she brought him to me, and we were so excited. We were so glad. Wow, we thought this was a miracle from heaven. But as their courtship transpired, somehow or the other, counsel was given to her that they should probably not go so fast and kind of slow down and wait on guidance and wait on the timing of God. But many things were rushed. She despised that guidance, and they got married. And none of the people in her congregation could attend that wedding. Certainly, I wasn't there. I was the pastor. And unfortunately, she moved out of state. Within a few months, she called, distressed, crying, weeping. She asked if I should come out, if I could come out of state. She couldn't explain to me everything going on. If I could come to where they were, I took off and went over to the city where they were, hoping to provide counseling. When I arrived there, I remember checking into the hotel and calling from the hotel. I wanted to go to their home first before counseling session. They gave me the address. I arrived at their home. The first thing that I sensed when I walked into that home was the blanket of darkness in that home. When I walked in, I'll never forget. She was broken down. She was bruised all over. This gentleman was nothing like he had presented himself to be for 2 years. He was beating her, abusing her every day. Well, obviously, she walked into an evil trap because she lacked spiritual perception. I pray that you will never walk into the trap of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord wants to reveal things to us. The Lord wants us to perceive things that are not seen on the surface. There are things of life that cannot be seen. There are things of life that are not seen, that human eyes cannot see. It says there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. Before you enter into that next business transaction, before you take that next job, before you enter and seal that relationship, give God time. Step back. Seek the Lord. Develop spiritual perception. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Help me see what I cannot see. Help me see what natural eyes cannot perceive. And as you do so, the Lord will be faithful. And he will open your eyes. And you will see things that cannot be seen by the natural eyes, that will engage you in making decisions that will help you enter into the new things of God. And that will be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Before I close tonight, obviously we're going to take one more session of developing spiritual perception and sensitivity. I believe we're going to take one more session tomorrow before we go to something else. But before we close, I want you to read a couple of scriptures with me. First, Second Kings, chapter 4. Second Kings, chapter 4. And verse 8, I'm going to read from verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8. I'm going to read to verse 14. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God which passeth by us continually. Notice, there was nothing on that man to show that he was a prophet of God. But she picked up something in her spirit. She was wealthy. She was a woman of great substance. But she was not dull spiritually. She was not taken over by her material wealth. She had deep spiritual perception and sensitivity. And that put her in position to receive the new thing of God. She said, let us make, verse 10, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came in there, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. That means I need nothing. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaiden. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that the man of God had said unto her, according to the time of life. Miracles prepared for you in this season will be released to you because of your spiritual perception and sensitivity in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Notice, if that woman did not enjoy that level of spiritual perception, she would not have recognized that man of God. And if she had not recognized that man of God, this new thing that God had for her, she would never have embraced this son. She would never have entered into this new reality that God had prepared for her. That's why the Bible says, I will make a way in the wilderness. I will create springlands in the desert places. I will do impossible things in your life. But shall ye know it? Shall you know it? Will you have a foreknowledge of it? Will you have a deep knowledge, intimate knowledge of it? Will you have spiritual perception and sensitivity to be able to receive the reality of it? I pray that that will be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As we close tonight, my prayer for you is my prayer for myself every day. I say, Lord, reveal to me in this season everything I need to know about your great plan for my life. Can you pray that prayer with me? I want everybody to pray this prayer as we close tonight, and I want us to hear it on the airwaves. I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to pray this prayer. I'm going to pray it first, and I want you to repeat that exact same prayer right after me. I want you to pray and say, Lord, reveal to me in this season. Everything I need to know. About your great plan.
About your great plan.
For my life.
For my life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have faith? Do you have faith
yes.
that God
yes.
has put on that? Do you believe yes. that the revealer, of the Spirit
yes.
is opening
yes.
your eyes in this season?
Yes.
So shall it be for you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. 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 Amen.